All right, first one is this. Grizz going to be missing two starters when the season starts. Zach Edey and now Jaren Jackson Jr. First, the news. We got it yesterday by email from the Grizzlies. Jaren Jackson's going to undergo procedure for a turf toe injury. They released that update, I guess it was yesterday evening, around that dinner hour. I certainly wasn't expecting any Grizz news at that point, maybe other than, you know, we've joked that maybe Zach Kleiman has gone ahead and gone off on vacation, having gotten a ton of the work, the offseason work done, it feels like, in that first hour and 8 minutes of free agency. Now, could they still use a big? Sure. I mean, that certainly seems to still be a need, but it felt like it was mostly done. And so I wasn't expecting Grizz news last night when we saw it on Jaren Jackson Jr., who apparently the injury occurred in a live basketball of a game run off site. And was determined that it's going to need surgery to repair. The Grizzlies did not provide much information and certainly didn't provide a timeline for Jackson's return to play, just said that he's expected to make a full recovery. But as I said to Brad there in the open, if you got to have surgery on turf toe, that's never a good thing. It must be serious enough. Hey, it's early enough in the offseason. Let's handle this now. That said, you know, we've seen serious turf toe injuries in the NBA, Darius Garland being one of those. And as they said, an update and preliminary timeline will be provided following the procedure, the team said in the release. Like I said, not much in terms of details. Remember, it was just Monday that we got the 5-year, $240 million renegotiation extension done with Jaren Jackson Jr. They had to have known. You know, this didn't just happen here in the last 24 hours and you determine, it needs surgery, that quickly. They knew about this. Were they going to talk about this ahead of time before they needed to? Likely not. We know how the Grizzlies handle injuries. But now that we've gotten it, just about a month after? It's been about a month, it feels like, since we got similar news about Zach Edey. Again, a different injury, his an ankle, but that they were going to have to do surgery to stabilize it. And now you're looking at potentially, again, no timetable released. And hopefully Jaren's back for the start of the season. Remember, he missed the first couple of games last year with a hamstring injury, was able to get back quickly and play. But like 50 straight, 51 straight. That said, it's not ideal whatsoever, and really it's more than that, because for Isolo, who you want obviously to be able to have everything in terms of a full deck to start off a true tenure now, right? Those 9 games last year in the playoffs weren't a real start to his coaching career, although you get your feet wet and everything else. But now with this roster that may still be lacking a big, but right now it's full. You wanted him to have the full deck to start. You knew he wasn't going to have Edey. If he doesn't have Jaren Jackson Jr. too, I was listening to Harrington on with Jeffrey earlier today, Harrington from over the Daily Memphian, you're probably looking at a starting lineup of Brandon Clark and Santi Aldama to start the year. That's not ideal when Isolo is trying to, remember, get Ja going to start the year. Remember when Ja got going after Isolo came in? It was when they put Edey back in and started going back to pick and roll. You won't be able to do that. To not have perhaps your defensive anchor to start the year, not ideal. And a guy, again, who's probably going to be your first or second leading scorer in Jaren Jackson Jr. And so to not have that for a team in a new-look West that right now they're projecting you to be around 10th in, a play-in sort of team, you could really potentially get off to a slow start not having those two guys. But more importantly, more so than anything about the standings, Isolo just doesn't get to get all of his stuff in early and get Ja feeling comfortable and get Jaren comfortable with Edey next to him right off the bat, and that's unfortunate.
So we just got an update from the Grizzlies. The Memphis Grizzlies today announced that forward center Jaren Jackson underwent a successful procedure to repair that turf toe. So the procedure has been done. By the way, I've never heard a procedure note that said it's unsuccessful, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Jackson will be reevaluated in approximately 12 weeks, which is, by the way, 3 months, and is expected to make a full recovery, of course. Further updates will be provided as appropriate. So that's the official update.
What it also does is jive. It doesn't say we expect him back by the start of the season. It just says expects a full recovery, reevaluated in 3 months.
He's not going to be back for the start of the season, number one. Number two, I'm here to proclaim something, and that is that they are, according to the odds makers, more likely to be a lottery team than a playoff contender. And I would say if I had to bet one or the other, they're going to be a lottery team, because you're going to miss a month to 2 months of your four and your five men. There you go.
Number one, you may be right. Number one, you're hoping you're that because you got Phoenix's pick.
And yes. if you remember that, you're hoping to be a lottery team just because of Phoenix's pick. You may be a lottery team twice.
Yes.
To your point.
Right.
No, the odds don't like you right now.
No.
And certainly this news about Jaren Jackson Jr. doesn't help you whatsoever that he might miss the start of the season. I mean, that's how we are characterizing it, because I think that's how you should. The Grizzlies aren't saying we expect Jaren Jackson Jr. back by the start of the regular season. Again, it's not. Does it kill your year? No. But for a new coach who's, let's be real, trying to prove himself still in this league, you didn't, you know, in Taylor Jenkins, you had a guy that you knew had finished number two in the West a couple of times, right, in terms of won a playoff
right.
series for you. Isolo, in terms of we know what he sort of expects, we know offensively some of his philosophies, but we have no idea what it looks like whole under him and where it's going to go, if he can reestablish Memphis's defensive edge, which was gone by the end of the season. So this is a guy that's still trying to prove himself, and he won't have two very key pieces to start the year. It is not ideal. It is clearly no cap. It feels like that Memphis is going to be without two starters
yep.
to start the year in Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr. All right, moving on, and this kind of jives with where Brad was just at. You know, we had our man Anthony Saint on yesterday, and we talked about the free agent moves, and we'll do it again with Rob Fisher about 11:25 here, 11:30 or so. But and Saint was very optimistic, you know, talking about, you know, somewhere between 1-6 that we felt like the Grizzlies could finish out of that play-in sort of status after the moves. Clearly, you've still got 16 right now on the roster. Someone's got to go. That's likely going to be Cole Anthony, you would think. But still, you're full right now, and point being, hey, if it all goes well, Cedric Coward plays well, John Morant stays on the floor, you can be a top six seed. Just real quick, we talked yesterday about the odds in the West, and we used FanDuel, who had the Grizzlies at 10th, the 10th best odds out of 15 to win the West at plus 5,000. Got the Spurs ahead of you, the Mavericks ahead of you, the Warriors as well. Over at DraftKings, keep in mind, FanDuel's got you at plus 5,000, the Grizzlies, to win the West. That's 10th best in the West in terms of odds. DraftKings has got you as even a longer odds favorite. I mean, excuse me, a longer odds
yeah.
team to win the West at plus 11,000. You're still 10th, but they got it at plus 11,000 for the Grizzlies. The teams they've got behind the Grizzlies, Pelicans, Kings, Suns, Trailblazers, Jazz. Sure, that all sounds right, but you are squarely in the mix. And frankly, the way DraftKings, you know, we had talked about it yesterday, at least with FanDuel, with the Grizzlies at plus 5,000, you're still in a group. Decently close to a group that includes the Spurs plus 2,800, the Mavs at plus 2,100, the Warriors at 1,500, but separated from that bottom, which is Phoenix and New Orleans at plus 13,000, right? You go from plus 5,000 to plus 13,000. There's a divide line there. There's a differentiation there between the type of team they think you are. DraftKings doesn't think there is one. They've got the Grizzlies at plus 11,000, Pelicans at plus 13,000, Kings at plus 14,000. Now, again, maybe they're factoring in Jaren's injury, but they've got you, yes, still in 10th, but further down. This is not a team that right now, after the Desmond Bane trade, looks like it's taken a step forward. In fact, Vegas thinks you've taken a step back, right? Clearly you have, and that win total is likely going to be lower than it was last season. But clearly, we've said what you need to happen. And for Sane to be right, listen, I'd love for him to be a top six seed. They were on their way to that before it all fell apart last year. But for that to happen now, Cedric Coward's got to be good. John Morant's got to stay on the floor 60-plus games, right? There are some non-negotiables with where you are now from a roster standpoint, and just factoring in now that you're likely not going to have two starters. So when we say, I mean, the Grizzlies will be a top six seed next season, I mean, right now, that's cap. With this roster.
That's cap.
And while I'll back off and say, well, listen, you know, I can't sit up here and tell you, well, if they'd gone after P.J. Washington and got all these veterans, those odds would be better for Memphis. Not necessarily, because depending upon who you'd gotten, maybe it's a little bit better in terms of the short term and right now. But in terms of the long range view and the Grizzlies getting close to OKC, you are probably not with the lack of flexibility that you had. But I think we're kind of dreaming right now if we're telling ourselves we feel like we're locked into a top six spot, particularly on the heels of the news about Jaren coming back from the injury. Edey, still a work in progress. We love the first year, but once he gets back, he's going to be, you know, having to catch back up, Isolo having to reincorporate him, and you're learning again, you know, in year two. And so that could mean slower start now with those two maybe out. I shouldn't say likely, but maybe both out to start the year. So I'm going to go cap that they're a top six right now, but certainly hoping that we're wrong. Guys, the West got better, too. I mean, just about everybody else made moves. I don't know, the Spurs, you might have felt good being about being behind you last year. I don't think that's the case anymore, necessarily. You'll have to go out and at least prove that this year, that that's still the case. So, we'll see. But right now, Grizzlies top six seed, I say it's cap. That's no hate. That's just looking at the reality of the roster right now and the appearance of the step back that you've taken as you try to find new ways to win with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr.